Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Snoop Dogg has said he's lost 500,000 followers on social media since he performed at President Trump's crypto ball as part of the inauguration celebration. Singer Maren Morris says her political views made public, which she made public, have caused her financial losses and have also caused her mental health issues. And she has lost fans as a result of expressing her views. Now, I'm not sure that Snoop Dogg really cares that he's lost 500,000, although that's a lot. But it's not that much to Snoop Dogg. But the point is, there are people who turned off Snoop Dogg, turned against him because he appeared at the president's inaugural event. And I don't know how many people actually do it. Many say they're going to do it, but how many people actually do it? Can you think of anybody that you stopped listening to because of their political beliefs? I know there are a lot of conservatives that love Bruce Springsteen, but he's liberal. There might be liberals who like Kid Rock. He's conservative. There are a lot of people who just don't care about the music of Ted Nugent. So, you know, right or left, they don't listen to Ted Nugent. I mean, he's not really a musical factor anymore. I mean, I like the comeback that he had with the band Damn Yankees. But, I mean, Ted Nugent is not relevant unless you're into squirrel shooting. So have you actually stopped watching a movie or watching movies or watching a TV show? Or have you stopped listening to the music of somebody because of their political views? I mean, I'm racking my brain and, you know, I can't think of anybody that I've stopped paying attention to. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here's a text that says, we are consumers and they are entertainers. They believe that their political opinions are important because of their platform. Kaepernick lost his career. Well, that was because of the kneeling. You know, we mentioned this last week on the show. The calls for boycotts of the NFL failed. They didn't work. All the people who said, boycott the NFL, I'm never watching the NFL again. Those people, if indeed they followed through and didn't watch the NFL again, they were so few in number that the NFL has set ratings records since then. So all of the calls for boycotts did not work. I did videos about this on Scoot on the Air, Substack, Instagram, and Facebook. The calls for boycotts simply didn't work. They weren't effective. Some people may actually have stopped watching, but so many people tuned in that the NFL was setting records in 2025. The average game attracted over 18 million viewers, and that was up from last year, up 7% from last year. And last year was a great year. And on Thanksgiving Day, for the Chiefs Cowboys game, 57 million people tuned in. So the NFL, even with people calling for boycotts, the NFL is killing it in the ratings. So some boycotts work, but a lot of them don't. Here is a text that says, I haven't watched a Woody Allen movie in years, still listen to Michael Jackson, but avoid Tom Cruise because of damage Scientology.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
People, you know, I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan, but if I like the movie and Tom Cruise is in it, I'm going to watch it. And Top Gun Maverick, those are great examples. Now that I think about it, I really would not. I mean, Woody Allen is just really funny, but he's such a perv that I think I'm kind of subconsciously avoiding Woody Allen movies. I mean, the guy, he's a perv. In fact, Woody Allen is one of the ones pictured with Jeffrey Epstein. So it is believable, because of what we know about Woody Allen, that Woody Allen would want to have sex with underage girls. And in Woody Allen's case, I think it's about sexual immaturity, just being uncomfortable in situations and being more comfortable with an underage person and not somebody his own age.
Well, that text brings up a good point. So he said, he mentioned Woody Allen, Michael Jackson, and Tom Cruise. And earlier, another texter mentioned P. Diddy and R. Kelly. Now, if you stop listening to those people, it's not necessarily because of their political views. It's because they're perceived to either be deviants or they've done some sort of harm. So I think there is a difference from saying, I won't watch this person anymore because they express a different view, or I'm not supporting this person because they have legitimately done some sort of harm to people that can be proven. You get the difference?
Yeah, Coleman, I think that's a good point. Like, R. Kelly comes up on the scoot on your calendar all the time, but I'm not going to put R. Kelly on the calendar. I'm not going to use R. Kelly music because, you know, the guy's a perv. He's in prison. I'm not going to give him that recognition. Let's go to Metairie. Jeremy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jeremy.
So I got into the band Rush through Stephen Colbert. They were, I don't know if you remember that episode, but one time when Stephen Colbert was still on the Comedy Central, he had Rush, and it was their first American TV appearance in so many years. And they did Tom Sawyer. And but guess what? Rush, I'll be at their concert this summer and next fall. But Stephen Colbert, haven't seen and listened to nothing he said. And it's just because, you know, he centers himself towards anti-Trump things or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's it. That's all I wanted to experience.
Let me just get this straight. So you're a Trump supporter, but you're still going to go see Rush, even if Stephen Colbert likes Rush.
Well, Rush shuts up. Rush don't really. I mean, they're irrelevant anyway. They're not in the spotlight all the time. They've always been low key, and that's one of the reasons I like them. They have a lot of political songs, that, like, Territories is one of them. You know, side B tracks that nobody really listens to.
Yeah.
Closer to the Heart is a political song. to be honest with you. Witch Hunt, a political song. I'm the guy that used to invite you to the picnic at the lakefront all the year.
I appreciate that,
Jeremy.
Remember
that?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah. And Jeremy, I respect that view of yours. I respect that view.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect people who can disagree with somebody's politics, but you know, you like their music. You like their music. Who cares what their politics are?
And everybody, a lot of people know me. I'll tell you straight up. Trump is not totally innocent on Epstein things. I think there's a lot of crap that goes on, you know, way back in the day. Who knows? When the 90s, before we had smartphones and before we had the internet that we have today, where everybody knows everything, but no one's ever wrong. That's a Rush lyric, by the way.
Yeah.
Now it's a different world. I don't think they expected us to be here, technology. And so now, you know, all the wrongdoing that they've done, and maybe, Trump, you know what? But should we take over Greenland? I think so. I think it would be beneficial for a powerhouse like America to be, you know, not taken over, but I mean, we got bases. Let's expand the bases, because we're dealing with world big old things right now. Nobody likes us. They got big powerhouses out there like China and whoever.
Yeah.
I think we could use the land in Greenland as a different way than whatever they're doing. I'm not too big into it. I don't even have cable and the internet at my house, Scoop. Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you're...
information from the radio. I literally do.
I appreciate that.
So anyway.
I'm about to get rid of cable because I can't stand what I'm paying for, and I can't stand the service that I don't get sometimes.
I don't have time to look at it. All right. I love you, man.
All right, Jeremy.
Have a great show, baby.
Love you back. I appreciate the show. I mean, I respect Jeremy. You know, he doesn't like Stephen Colbert, likes Trump, but he's going to like Rush anyway and go see Rush. I don't understand the need to get Greenland, though, because we have a base. There's no reason to believe that we couldn't expand the base. I don't think Greenland would stop us from expanding the base. And with technology being what it is today, if we didn't even have a base in Greenland, it's not like there would be this tremendous gap between one side of the world and the other, that the only way we could maintain national security would be to actually physically have control of Greenland. I think this is more of an ego trip for the president than it is something that is practical in terms of national security. But, you know, everybody's got a different view on that. All right, we'll get back to more of your text messages. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So this is Maren Morris. And she says that she is suffering financially because of her political views, but she doesn't seem to be upset that she let her political views be known. My question is, why punish yourself? Why is it so important to define somebody by their political beliefs that you're going to stop listening to the music you love because of somebody's political beliefs? You know, this is a microcosm of the world in which we live, where people are so defined by their politics that they can't even like the music that they like because of somebody's political views. I think you're robbing yourself of good music if you let that stand in the way of listening to music you like. Is there anybody that you have stopped listening to because of their political views? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.